This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Vinny and Haney, two opposites attracted by a paycheck. 105.7 The Fan.
Marcus Williams, first day, we still got the utmost, you know, faith and belief in him. A lot of stuff. He's a safety, so on film and on TV and during the games, he's a last line of defense, so it always looks like he might be at fault, but that's far from the truth, man. He's doing some good things. Obviously, just like a lot of our guys, he can play better, and he knows that, and he's working at that. I mean, he's always been a great receiver. He's always been tough. He's always been, fast and strong, can play all different spots, can play in the slot, can play on the outside. I think he's just healthy. I think he was banged up for the last, year or so.
I mean, there'll be one of them. There's a bunch of them that are very physical. I mean, we've faced a few the last couple of weeks. They'll be no different. They're a physical ball club, have a lot of respect for Coach Harbaugh and the things that they do. And we just got to be ready to play.
Just knowing the type of guys they have, they want to be the bully. They have those guys that set the tone for them on all three levels. So every single position group presents its own challenges. And so, yeah, we're playing the Ravens. They're a physical team. But it still comes down to us executing.
It's game day, everybody. Or game night, I guess. Yep. You want to be technical. Baker Mayfield, quarterback of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, having a hell of a season here in 2024. Quarterback rating 109. I don't have the exact decimal point in front
four,
of me, Nolan.
0.4.
There you go. 15 touchdowns, 5 picks, been sacked 17 times, completing 70-plus percent. What's the decimal point?
0.9.
70.9 of his passes. They're coming off a win in which they drubbed the now hapless Saints, 51-27. And they're in a pretty strong position now in that NFC South because New Orleans stinks. Carolina's dreadful. Atlanta just got thumped at home. So Tampa's looking at this division as though it's ours to take. So they're in first place technically as we sit at 10:03 on a Monday morning. Ravens, on the other hand, they won 4 in a row. They're technically a half game behind the Steelers, who blew out the Jets last night on Sunday Night Football, which, trust me, we're going to get to as the show progresses. But either way, Baker Mayfield and Todd Bowles, the head coach, talking about the Ravens being the most physical team that they have played this year. Todd Bowles was more like, hey, everybody's physical. But Baker Mayfield's danced this dance before. Played at Cleveland, so he went up against the Ravens a couple times a year. And he understands the mentality they bring defensively. And also said, as you would expect, hey, we do what we're supposed to do. None of this is going to matter.
Yeah. Yeah, they know they're getting ready for a physical team. They know they're going to have to stop the run. And they know they got to try to stop Derrick Henry. And it's not going to be easy for them. And I'm anxious to see what they try to do to stop the Ravens' offense. Because you're kind of damned if you do and damned if you don't. You know, how are they going to try, to stop the passing game, the run game? And then on the other side, how healthy? I mean, because when I was looking at the injury report on Saturday, Vita Vea, has got a hammy. So, I mean, if he's not 100%, that's huge. Because when Vita Vea is not in there, their run defense is not that good.
And it's not all that great with him.
No, because they don't get off blocks very well. And the linebackers are 230 pounds. The linebackers are good. They're good players, but they're little. They're fast. And the corners are not very good. the one corner, 24, he's an undrafted free agent. So I think they have some advantages in that way, too.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this game day, game night Monday. Also heard from Zach Orr talking about the resurgence of Chris Godwin here in 2024. Godwin, 43 catches, 511 yards, 5 touchdowns. His yak yardage is over 300. He has had a monster season, and he was someone, because of injuries, kind of fell off the grid a little bit, but boy, has he reestablished himself as a playmaking top-level wide receiver. And as we've talked about, we'll get into the stats later in the hour, Ravens pass defense at times leaves a lot to be desired, and statistically, they're one of the worst in football.
No doubt.
Through 6 weeks.
And the thing with Godwin is, I mean, he's got 43 catches for 511 yards and with 5 touchdowns and 6 plays over 20 yards. But, I mean, he's got 324 yak yards. I mean, he's like tripled anybody on their team.
Oops. Hello?
He's tripled them, anybody on their team, in yak yards.
Tell them I'm not here, Vinny.
Yeah. So they he's been made, and what they do like to do is they like to give him the ball underneath and catch short, and then he's making plays. Because usually Evans has kind of been their deep guy, but Evans kind of went out at the last game with the hammy. I don't think he's 100% totally healthy. And we'll see tonight, because he didn't practice all week either with his hammy.
Also heard Zach Orr in the opening of the show talking about Marcus Williams, who's been getting ripped by a lot of people, us.
Yeah.
Fans, maybe within the confines of the castle, who knows. But John Harbaugh talks him up. We heard Zach Orr talking him up as well. So, Vinny, you do the game film every week. What is Marcus Williams doing in a positive way that maybe we're just kind of missing here? Just watching the game in real time.
Staying deeper in the deepest. That's what I see him doing in the pod. I mean, he's so deep. And I don't think he's played good at all. I mean, it's not the same guy we've seen over the last couple of years. I liked the guy last year with one arm better. He was more aggressive and more engaged. This year, he doesn't put his face in anybody to tackle. He's playing soft. You know, and he doesn't get engaged. I don't see really, and he's not making any plays. I mean, last week he had 2 tackles, but both tackles were way down the field. And when he tackled him, he's bear hugging him. He's not drilling. He's not like putting his hips, rolling his hips and doing those things, proper tackling. No. So, I mean, Bob, to be totally honest, I don't see much that he's doing well. I mean, they're not going to say anything bad. They never do. But can he get better? Well, absolutely he can get better. I don't know if he can. He's actually been kind of a liability because he doesn't help him at all.
Yeah, he's been really good during his career.
No doubt.
In New Orleans and when he's played in Baltimore, health is no longer a problemo for him. He's healthy, and you said when he was out at training camp,
he looked good.
Looked great, and now the season has started, and he's become a liability.
Yeah. I mean, Bob, the chase one for the 70 yards or whatever, he took a terrible angle, and then you stopped and watched. I'm like, come on. You know, so, no, I think he's been part of the problem.
All right, you want to get in with your picks? 410-583-1057 is the number. Your concerns and all the good stuff that goes along with a game night. Ravens 8-15 taking on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who were 4-2 coming off a thrashing of the New Orleans Saints. And, you know, Baltimore's 3.5-point favorites, so the odds makers must know something, right? 49.5 total points. The weather, it's Tampa, so I guess the weather will be good.
I would imagine. Oh, yeah, it's supposed to be.
Yeah, no rain or wind swirling that affects things in that way. So should we expect kind of a shootout? Two shaky secondaries, shall we say, tonight?
Well, I would say this, Bob, that, well, let me see. 8 o'clock tonight, it's going to be 76. So it's going to be nice. 75, 76 degrees. So, you know, temperature-wise, we're going to be good. Shootout? I mean, Bob, Ravens defense, they give up points to everybody. So unless they like have a coming out party and Dean Pease really has a big effect and Baker turns the ball over, yeah. But otherwise, I see them scoring in the 20s.
So Ravens Bucks, we're breaking it down all day long. We have stat comparisons between the two teams with Vinny coming up at 10:30 last night as it relates to the NFL, because it does relate to us close to home. Pittsburgh was on the field, taking on Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams and the rejuvenated, I guess, New York Jets. But Russell Wilson got the start. I was watching Fox. Terry Bradshaw, as big of a legend with the Steelers as you're going to find, he disagreed with Mike Tomlin's decision to start Russell Wilson over Justin Fields. And I'm kind of thinking we did too. I can't speak for you. Just come out and say he's going to start, was I was saying, which they did. Took them a while to get to it, but they did it either way. And boy, did Russell Wilson make Mike Tomlin look like a genius. He had a couple of worm burners and throws that weren't exactly of highlight reel material, but George Pickens was a very productive member of that pass offense, which he's been waiting for forever. Najee Harris has rushed for 100 yards back-to-back games, including last night.
Yep.
Now, if this is a sign of what Pittsburgh's offense can be, then things are real now.
Yes.
In the AFC North, because Cincinnati won against Cleveland and Deshaun Watson's out with the Achilles, and we'll get into the AFC North report. But, you know, if that's a sign of what the Steelers could be, the Ravens aren't walking to the title the way I thought they were last week.
Right. And Bob, I mean, and that's with Russell Wilson hadn't played a game since, what, Christmas last year?
And I don't think he's playing all that great in that game either.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's only going to get more comfortable and better as they go, I would imagine. And he's probably a perfect fit for Arthur Smith because, I mean, Bob, he's probably a better rendition of what Tannehill was when he had him at Tennessee. I mean, Tannehill could move around a little bit.
Sure.
You know, and throw the deep ball and stuff. So maybe he is a perfect fit. Bob, they knew much better than us. They watched him at practice and 2-a-days and all that stuff. So, hey, you're right. They will be a formidable opponent.
World Series is set as the Dodgers closed out the Mets last night, 10-5, Chavez Ravine. Tommy Edman, MVP of the NLCS, as they get to face the Yankees, who close out Cleveland on Saturday night in extras. And look, we were talking to Scott Miller last week, CBS, and I said, hey, if the Yankees win tonight, which was game two, this thing's not coming back from Cleveland. We all agreed, but not in that way. Every single game was dramatic. Cleveland's bullpen, which by far was the best in baseball this year, imploded in the ALCS. Giancarlo Stanton is the MVP, but it was Juan Soto, bright lights, big time, three-run jack. So the Yankees and Dodgers, for the first time since 1981, will face in the Fall Classic. And tell you about baseball. You can be Class A gave up more runs in, what, three games against New York than he did the entire season.
Yeah. They got worn out, too, in that Detroit series. You know, I don't know if they were tired or what, you know. But, yeah, you're right, Bob. They wore out the bullpen.
Yeah, their strength became a major weakness for them. So it's New York, it's L.A. Friday night. It's game number one. We'll talk about that as the week progresses. And how about them Turtles coming from behind on Saturday? And let's be honest, I'm not going to get in here and paint this beautiful picture if I had it. No, I was mother bleeping them the entire game.
Yep.
Until the fourth grade. So were you, because you were texting me, save all Maryland. And then he went, like, yeah, it's all great. But what a win for them. Is it a season salvaging win? Well, time will tell. They're underdogs at Minnesota coming up this Saturday. But for USC, and that's more their problem than ours, they've lost four times by a combined total of 14 points, and they were ahead at halftime in all four games. So talk about, as we talk about not being able to close, USC Exhibit A in college football.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, they were up big on Penn State last week, and Minnesota came back and beat them as clock expired. So, yeah, I mean, they've got to get much. If SC wants to be in this Big Ten and compete for the Big Ten, Their offense and defensive line's got to get much more, much bigger and more physical.
And there's a new number one in college football because Texas lost. We get into all of that and more. But Ravens at Tampa, Ravens 3.5-point favorites. It's Vinny, Haney, Nolan McGraw. Concerns, if you're confident, you're cocky even, get in here and start popping off here on this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Monday, as we heard from John Harbaugh, talking about a guy that plays with a chip on his shoulder, and when he's playing well, which he is right now, your team has a tendency to win more than it loses, and he mentioned the weapons that he has. Chris Godwin, Mike Evans, front and center there at wide receiver.
Yeah, I mean, they've got talent on offense, and at running back, I mean, that Bucky Irving's got 100 yak yards. Rashid White, I don't think he's... Well, he practiced a little bit on Saturday. I guess we'll see if but he's got 191 yak yards. But Baker, you're right. I mean, Baker's, he threw three interceptions last week, but two were tipped and that deflected. And that's how those two were. But he'll throw you some interceptions. The Ravens just got to catch him. I mean, and they've had opportunities throughout the year, and they've dropped, Wiggins has dropped balls. Washington has dropped balls. So they've dropped a lot of balls too with possible interceptions. But if they can get some turnovers and help the offense, I think that's going to be big because Tampa's defense is not that good. But that offense, I mean, just think back. I mean, these are the same guys Brady had, you know, same receivers. And Godwin is actually playing better now than he did then. So they're good offensively. Excellent left tackle. Terrible right tackle. We'll see if Graham Barton, the center, is going to play or not. But he's still a year away, I think, from being a good player because he needs to get stronger. So I think that's advantage Ravens, too. I think they're going to be able to get pressure up the middle, Bob, which I think could cause Baker some problems because he's not the tallest guy in the world.
Rashad White, by the way, is questionable for tonight's game. Did practice fully on Saturday, and Vita Vea, as you mentioned earlier, Vinny, did not practice Saturday. He is now on the questionable list for tonight's game for the Ravens. Malik Harrison, Deontay Hardy on the IL are out, obviously. Broderick Washington is doubtful for tonight's game.
Yeah. I wish they'd get Broderick Washington back because he was playing at a high level. He was playing very well. So that hurts him a little bit. You know, in the run stuff, but they'll be fine there. Just because the other two, Travis Jones, and Matabike, they're playing at a really, really high level. And Brett Urban comes in and does a good job. And Michael Pierce, he'll be in there too. Because, like, for Michael Pierce and Travis Jones, the advantage they have is if Graham Barton's the guy, if Graham Barton's the starting center, he doesn't play big, he doesn't play strong. And those two guys are big and they're strong. So they're going to have a hard time there. I think they're going to have a hard time running the ball. Although Bucky Irving, I mean, I like their back. They got some bursts and explosiveness to them. So if you give them a crease, you know, they'll hit it. So, but I like the matchup for the Ravens going into the game tonight.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. It is Football Monday. Ravens tonight, 8:15, taking on Tampa Bay. Tampa first place in the NFC South. Ravens half game behind the Pittsburgh Steelers in the AFC North. Ravens 3.5-point favorites. You can watch the game on Channel 2 tonight if you do not have access to that cable television. Let's get out to the phones here with the people I have to say. Ed and Arbutus. Ed, what's up?
Bob, Benny, good day to both you gentlemen.
Morning, Ed.
Morning.
Morning. Everything good in Terrapin land. Talented enough to be competitive for the remaining schedule. Must be disciplined to avoid being their own worst enemy. Wish them continued luck. Tonight's matchup, Buccaneers offense similar to the Bengals. The Bucs have an advantage at the running back position. Both Mayfield and Burrow, most comfortable in pocket spot passing, neither evasive to run. Main two keys for Ravens' D front, you know exactly where to find Mayfield. Must exert game-long, upfront, significant pocket push pressure to disallow him to step into his throws forward and clean. Induce him to throw backing up for potential panic picks. Secondly, if you don't get to him, do the next best thing. All D linemen, hands up, tall and strong, to obstruct the passing lanes for tip drill possibility. One pick, two tips will kill three possessions. Accomplish these things, you will definitely assist your stand-up defenders to neutralize their wide-out home run threats. Mayfield, gunslinger mentality and likeness to Brett Favre, believes in his arm above all else. He's going to chuck it. Will at times roll the pocket to the right if he's pressured too much up the middle. Throws a catchable tight spiral if given protection time. Ravens absolutely must disrupt his rhythm to win the game tonight. That's it. Enjoy the game, gentlemen. Thank you for your courtesy.
All right, Ed. Thank you. Talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, I tend to agree with Ed. And I think they're going to be able to get up front pressure. The only problem is they get the ball out quick most of the time. Ball's going to come out quick. But I think Travis Jones and Matabike and Pierce, I think they're going to be able to walk those centers and those guards. Ben Bredesen is the left guard, the kid he's a fourth-round pick from the Ravens.
I remember him.
Yeah.
Your love is like Ben Bredesen.
Yeah, so they have advantage up front. So I think I'll be disappointed if they're not getting pressure from up the middle. And the other way they're going to get pressure is the defensive left side, the offensive right tackle. Gedeke, I think, he is not very good at all. Now, Tristan Wirfs on the left side, he's a stud.
Redison's Michigan? That sound about right?
Yes.
There you go.
Michigan, man.
All right. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore, but Rashawn's not in Baltimore. He's down there having some fun at Ybor City. What's up?
Yeah, man. You know, enjoying this nice weather down here. You know, hoping for Ravens victory tonight.
You sound like you're still laying in the sheets there at the Comfort Inn.
yeah. Waiting for my DoorDash breakfast to get here, though, you know. So, but
did man, you go to Mons Venus?
No, I never heard of that.
That place sucks. You got to bring your own. You got to bring your own booze. It's an adult.
Hey, but listen, that was a big win by the Terps Saturday night, man.
Yes, it was.
I had them losing, man. You know, I don't normally bet on these games, but I seen that 7-point line. I'm like, man, I think USC gonna handle business, though.
Well, they were up 14, and then kind of cacked it away. But the ultimate Maryland was when they missed the field goal. Terps commit a penalty, and they could go and score. It's like, yep, here we go again. Broken record stuff. Even when they blocked the field goal, the guy's returning it, and he fumbled the ball. Yeah. Like, that could be a typical Maryland move, but they won the game. Question is now, can they follow it up by upsetting Minnesota on the road. Then we can start talking about that, maybe going to the Mayonnaise Bowl again or something.
Yeah, yeah. They got two hard, you know, Minnesota, and then they got to go to Oregon.
Yeah, they're going to get good
about that. But, hey, Rutgers now, instead of us talking about it 2 weeks ago, as a loss. That's at home, too. That should be a win. You need two more to get bowl eligible.
Yeah, so hopefully we can win one of them, you know, two of them. But on to the next game, though. Like, I agree with Vinny, man. You know, we get pressure up the middle on Baker. And rattle him a little bit. And some good things on outside. Mike Evans, I thought he was, like, questionable with a hamstring. So, but they say he's going to play. But he's not going to be 100%. So, you know. And also the running back, Rashad White. Yep. You know, so he's not going to be 100%. I think we win this
Vita
game.
Vita Vea is the big one, too, Rashawn, if he's not 100%.
Right. So I think we win. You know, we cover the spread. The spread was 3.5. I think we beat him by, like, at least 10 points, though, tonight. You know, but Lamar is, what, 22-1 against the NFC? Like, that's a crazy stat, man. Like, 22-1.
All right. No, hey, you wake up from your nap and get yourself ready to go. You got a long day, dude.
Long night. Right. I'll let you know tomorrow.
Yeah, stay out of trouble. Sean always seems to find people to get carried out of ambulances wherever he goes. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, take more of your phone calls, 410-583-1057. Vinny's stat breakdown between the two teams. That's coming up. And then we got Todd Karpovich from BaltimoreSports.com. Preview the game with him. It's the Ravens half game behind the Steelers chasing, but Tampa's in first place because Atlanta got blown out at home yesterday. Boy, Canton's a lot different than it was when I was growing up in that side of town, but it is what it is. I know there were no green turtle, but there is now, and we're going to have fun there. 5-6 being Ken Wyman, and then Vinny and Tim Barbalace and Cordell and Mike Preston and Rob Long and Jeremy Cott. Going to get you ready for tonight's game. 8:15 kickoff, Ravens 3.5-point favorites against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Let's hear what the people have to say. 410-583-1057. It's the number. World Series is set. Dodgers, Yankees for the first time since 1981. And once the Yankees won, Fox was gold.
Yes.
Because either you have a Subway Series or the Dodgers, and, you know, they played against each other in the 40s, a ton in the 50s, in the 60s, then 77, 78, 81, et cetera, et cetera. Otani and Judge.
Yeah.
Break out the chapstick, everybody. Let's go to Kevin in Ellicott City. Kevin, thanks for holding. What's going on?
What's good, Vinny and Bob? How are y'all?
Wonderful.
Doing all right, Kevin.
Cool. Appreciate y'all taking my call. Been on hold since 8:30 this morning. But
damn.
My score, yeah.
It's a loyal listener right there.
Yeah. Get the penalty flag out for the big board, bad morning show. But I think the Ravens 31-17.
Okay. Reason being?
Our offense is unstoppable. And the defense is going to come to play and actually make some stops.
The biggest thing is his defense making some stops. That's going to be key. Because our scores are somewhat similar because what I see and what you see. So, I mean, I feel good about it. I just don't know if they're going to be able to stop the Ravens. The only way the Ravens get stopped is if they stop themselves offensively.
Absolutely, Vinny. And look, our defense has been playing better, like you said, and you guys have alluded to it for the past couple weeks. It is improving. And I think we see a better show out of our defense again this week. I think they continue to trend upwards and slow down the Tampa Bay Bucs.
Well, we're going to see. I think tonight we'll kind of get a feel for what
Kevin.
Dean P's addition has been. Because this is second game, had an extra day of practice. So 2 weeks now. So I think whatever we see from the defense, the additions of Dean Pease, I think we'll reap some of the benefits hopefully tonight.
Let's get back to the phones. Go to Owings Mills. It is Brian. Brian, what's happening?
Hey, guys, what's going on? What a wonderful Sunday night game. The battle of the geriatrics quarterbacks. That was just phenomenal. It looks like the Steelers brung their geriatrics quarterback. He had a better game than the Jets. I wonder how Q's feeling right now. It's kind of quiet. Has he called in yet?
No.
Haven't
heard from him in a few days, as a matter of fact.
If he does, it'll be about baseball.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, my mom's Dodgers is definitely going to take care of business. She was with them since they were Brooklyn. My mother's 77 years old. She tried to get me into, you know, like baseball. That way wasn't my thing. My twin brother, though, he loved it. But, nah, I'd rather watch paint dry. I just can't do it. But, yeah, man, that was a great game. Like, I was rooting for the Steelers just because, you know, I hate the Jets. So anytime, you know, anybody playing against the Jets, you know, I'm looking for that one matchup, you know, who I'm going with. But the Ravens are going to take care of business tonight. And I've been asking for the Ravens to bring in somebody to help the defensive coordinator. I've been saying, give me Chuck Pagano or Dean Pease. And listen, somebody listening, they went and got my man Pease. So pass the Pease. We're going to win tonight. Y'all have a good one. Love you guys. I'm out.
All right. There's Brian and Owings Mills. Had a rip on the old Jets there.
Yeah.
And you can understand how it's coming. What I don't understand, not to rag on the Jets yet, because we're going to at some point. I think Aaron Rodgers might be washed up.
Yeah.
To be honest with you. But I thought Yankee fans were Giants fans. We talked about it off the air.
Yep.
I was listening to Howard Stern driving in this morning, and Baba Booey's a Mets and a Jets. Because the Mets and Jets played at Shea, and the Yankees and Dodgers, or Giants played at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
Now, technically, the Jets and Giants play in New Jersey. They don't even play in New York. But I always thought Giants fans and Yankee fans were one and the same and vice versa. Q likes the Jets, and he likes the Yankees, and congratulations on them making the World Series. But, I mean, the Giants have way more cred. I mean, they stink this year than the Jets do. I mean, the Giants have won multiple Super Bowls. I'd be riding that bandwagon, if anything.
Now, like my uncle, when he was alive, Bob, I mean, he was a Giant season ticket holder for like 50 years, and he was huge Yankees. My dad was the same thing. You know, growing up in New York, huge. So, yeah, the Mets, Jets, you're right, because both were at out in Flushing at Shea Stadium. So it's that's not a quite the combo that you would think.
No, but here's Q. He'll be on the phones when we get to him. But right now, when we come back, it's Vinny at 81.057 The Fan. We're going to crunch the number stat breakdown between the Ravens and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Both teams 4-2 ahead of tonight's matchup. 8:15 Ravens 3.5-point favorites. We're talking about it here on the Fan. It's only
Vinny and Haney crunch the numbers. Sunday stats preview. 105.7 The Fan.
Ravens Buccaneers tonight, 8:15 2-4-2 teams. Ravens won four in a row. Tampa's coming off a demolition last week of the fading New Orleans Saints. How do these teams match? Well, in the standings, identical records. But what do the numbers say? Stat breakdown.
All right, well, let's look at Ravens offense, Tampa defense. Now, Tampa's a +2 Ravens are 0 plus minus turnover. Offense, Ravens offense, still number one. Keep going up in yards, though. 453.7. Tampa's defense, total defense, 26th. Give up 365.7. Passing offense, Ravens are 8th. 248.3. Tampa's defense, 28th. They give up 252.3. We'll take it. We'll take 252. Rushing offense, Ravens are 1. 205.3. Tampa's rush defense is 12th, 113.3, which is not bad. Vita Vea is the key guy there. Points scored, Ravens offense is 4th, 29.5. Tampa's defense, 20th. They give up 23.5 points per game. Pass attempts, Ravens offense is 18th with 177. Tampa's defense, Bob, last. They give up the most pass attempts of anybody in the league. 245. So people are throwing a heck out of the ball against them. Completion percentage. Lamar's 11th, 67.2. Tampa's defense 17th. They give up 64.9. Average per completion. Ravens are 3rd, 8.6. Tampa's defense 12th, 6.7. So it seems like that they tackle after they catch the ball. Touchdown passes. Lamar's 5th with 10. Tampa's defense is 10th with 6. They don't give up a lot of touchdown pass. They give up a lot of yards, but not touchdown passes. Interceptions, Lamar's 27th with 2. Interceptions, Tampa's defense is 14th. They have 5. Sacks, Ravens offense, Lamar's the least sack quarterback in the league, 32nd with 7. Tampa's defense, they're 9th with 17. 17 sacks. Quarterback rating, Lamar's 3rd, 108.3. Their quarterback rating, 12th, 83.6. So, I mean, they give up a ton of yards, but they disrupt. You know, I mean, the quarterbacks must not be, well, they don't throw a lot of touchdowns, so the quarterback rating's not that high. Rush attempts, Ravens are first with 209. Tampa's defense is 12th with 144. So people throw it 100 more times than they rush it against Tampa. And the Ravens rush it 30 more times than they throw it. So the Ravens are pretty balanced, whereas Tampa, people are throwing a heck out of the ball against them. Average per rush, Ravens are first, 5.9. Tampa's defense, 24th. They give up 4.7. So you can run it on them. They give up almost 5 yards a pop. Third down conversions, Ravens are first, 51.5. Tampa's defense, 17th, 37.2. Penalties, Ravens are fourth with 47. And Tampa's defense, 17th with 36. So you can have success running on them and throwing the football. People have thrown the heck out of it against them. And they're throwing for 250 yards. They're not getting passing touchdowns, but they're getting a lot of passing yards. Now, Tampa offense, Ravens D. Tampa's offense is ninth, 367.2 yards per game. Ravens defense is now 16th, 334.7. Passing offense, 11th, 230.3. Passing defense, Ravens, second to last, 31st. They give up 275. Whew. Rushing offense, Tampa's 8th, 136.8. Ravens defense is first. They give up 59. Now, last week, Washington was second. They were averaging 175 yards a game, and I think, what, they get like 40 or 50 yards rushing last week?
Yeah, Robinson missed that game.
Yeah, he looked good yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Points scored, Tampa is second, 29.7. Ravens are 24th. They give up 24.8. That's why I think we're getting points. Pass attempts. Tampa's offense is 14th with 189. Ravens defense, 30th. I mean, we got the two most passed on defenses in the league. They give up 222 passing attempts. Completion percentage, Tampa's 4th. 70.9. I'm telling you, all those short little dinky dunks and stuff, he completes those. Completion percentage for the Ravens defense, 21st. They give up 67.1. Average per completion, Tampa's 7th, 7.9. Ravens 28th, 8.1. They better tackle well this game. Touchdown passes, Tampa's first, 15. Ravens are 28th with 11. Might get a couple TD passes, too. Interceptions, Tampa's 14th with 5. Ravens don't have many. They're 18th with 3. They just got to catch them. They got to hold on to them. Sacks. Sacks allowed. Baker's 8th, 17. So he does get sacked. And the Ravens, they're 5th with 19. So I'm hoping 3-plus in this game. Quarterback rating. Baker's 2nd, 109.4. Ravens average giving up, they're 27. They give up 102.5.
What?
Yeah. Rush attempts. Tampa's 15th with 155. So they throw at 189, rush at 155, which is similar to the Ravens. Rush attempts, the Ravens are 4th with 117. So people don't run it on them much, and they throw it 105 more times than they rush on them. Average per rush, Tampa is 4th. 5.3. Ravens are first, 3.0. Third down conversions, Tampa's good, 4th, 47.1. Ravens defense is 21st, 41.1. Penalties, Tampa's offense is 19th with 36. Ravens defense 5th with 29. So they like to run it just like Washington liked to run it. I don't think they're going to be able to knock them off the ball. I do like their running backs. I think they have some burst and stuff. So it's going to be interesting to see. And they're going to throw short passes, Bob. I mean, Godwin's got 324 yak yards. He loves to throw to the running backs. I mean, the running backs have... what do the running backs have? Irving has 12 targets and Rashid White has 19 targets between those two running backs. So the running backs catch a lot of balls.
Kicker, Chase McLaughlin.
Chase,
11 for 11 there would be.
Yep. And Bob, 5 for 5 over 50. 40 to 49, 0 for 0. But, I mean, they either kick short or they kick real long. And the punter, Jake Carmada, his net stinks. 36.5. So he must not get a lot of hang time because his average is 45.3, which tells me that, you know, they're getting almost 10 yards of return, which means not a lot of hang time on his punts.
It's 5-7 The Fan. When we come back, we'll talk more about tonight's matchup with Todd Karbovich from BaltimoreSports.com. Whip around 11:15. Oh, so much going on in the world of sports over the weekend. We have limited time. We'll get in as much as we can. And then we have the AFC North report. Pittsburgh wins last night. Cincinnati, Cleveland earlier in the window. NFL on a Sunday. Cleveland has lost their quarterback and a lot of people kind of cheering that fact as he was carted off the field to Sean Watson. There's a line that needs to be drawn sometimes, though, I would think, when it comes to humanity.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld at Odyssey Podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.